About 18 months ago, China instituted a ban on importing waste materials from other countries. China had been the world's largest destination for recyclables, and that decision threw America's recycling system into chaos, with recyclers in our region scrambling to find new ways to deal with recyclables. Unfortunately, one of those ways was rather old: take the stuff to the landfill. In recent months, we've covered efforts in both Humboldt and Klamath counties to create local solutions for the problem. Now, Josephine County is set to get a new recycling depot, currently under construction by Southern Oregon Sanitation, or SOS, as we'll be calling them. Joining us this morning to talk about it is Colleen Kaler of Southern Oregon Sanitation. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for joining us. So tell us about Southern Oregon Sanitation's history of serving Josephine County.
Well, we are a 70-year-old company and family-owned and operated business. We've been in the area and have grown, and now we service both Josephine County, Jackson County, some of Douglas County, and we have about 27,000 customers that we service.
So your challenges with recycling actually predate the China situation, where China closed its doors to American recycling. And they go back to your relationship with an organization called Southern Oregon Aspire. So I understand they used to help with your recycling?
Yes, our recycling material used to be taken to Southern Oregon Aspire, where then they would bale it and send it out to the material recovery facilities. And in 2016, they had decided that they could no longer accept and process, any of the recycling material. And so we, wanted to figure out a solution for that.
So Southern Oregon Aspire is an organization that employs developmentally disabled people. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So after Aspire stopped providing that service, where did Josephine County's recycling go?
Right now, our most of our recycling material goes to Rogue Disposal and Recovery.
So it ends up getting trucked to Medford, to the big facility there?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in terms of Josephine County's landfill, what does the landfill capacity look like? I mean, how long can your landfills handle the added load of the stuff that maybe used to be recyclable but isn't recyclable now?
So Dry Creek Landfill is actually not owned or operated by Southern Oregon Sanitation. That is something of Rogue Disposal. But my understanding is that the landfill there has a lot of life left in it, upwards of 100 years, I believe, is the last that I heard.
And right now, before your new facility comes online, what exactly can your customers recycle?
So in our curbside program, late 2018, we put out new information of the materials that could be accepted in our program there. It consists of just four simple materials that would be corrugated cardboard, which can be identified by the wavy lines in between the two layers, so basically like shipping boxes. We can also accept newspapers and their inserts. We can accept number two milk-style jug containers, either white or clear. The lids need to be thrown away. And then we also accept aluminum and tin cans.
Okay, so kind of the classic recycling mix. We're talking with a representative from Southern Oregon Sanitation, which serves most of Josephine County as well as parts of Douglas County and Jackson County, including Eagle Point. Colleen Kaler of SOS is with us this morning. You can join the conversation. Perhaps you live in Josephine County and might have questions about your own recycling. Our phone number is 800-838-3760, or you can email us at jx@jeffnet.org. So, Colleen, let's go back in history a little bit. So you lost the recycling processing services of Southern Oregon Aspire, and then sort of the other shoe dropped when China said, hey, we're not going to be taking recycling from the United States anymore. So how did that affect you?
That put a big wrench in the whole process. You have to be able to get rid of the material. Somebody has to want to use it to turn it into something new. And so, the whole country was faced with, well, what do we do with the material now? And so at this point, we are, relying on local outlets for that material. And so that is one reason that we did have to decrease the number of materials we could accept. because it is a market and it has to be in demand for us to be able to get rid of that material.
And so at some point you said, well, you know, we have no way of processing these recyclables anymore. And so you made the decision as a company to create a new facility. Tell us how that came about.
Sure. So our new processing facility is basically where we will be able to bring in all of the material that we pick up curbside as well as take in our depots. And we'll be able to manage that on our own in the sense of we'll be able to bale those into, you know, probably around 2,000-pound bales and ship those off to material recovery facilities. And it'll allow us the opportunity to hopefully find some more outlets for that and react to the market demands a lot more quickly.
So as I understand it from your website, your facility is set to come online sometime in the early part of next year. And is that will that immediately change the kinds of recyclables you are able to accept, or are you going to pretty much stick with the basics that you have right now?
At this point, we're expecting to stick with the materials that we currently accept in our programs. But our hope is that, you know, we will be able to add some additional materials back to that. But again, it is all based on market demand. So if there is no market demand for paper or, you know, certain kinds of plastics, that's something we just can't accept into our curbside or our depot programs.
Colleen Kaler is with us. She's with Southern Oregon Sanitation in Josephine County, and we're talking about their new recycling depot that's going to be coming online. Is this new facility going to be adding a few jobs to your organization?
With the expansion of any, you know, thing in business, yes, we do expect that it could possibly add 1 to 2 positions at this point.
I see. So getting back to the China situation, one of the big concerns that China raised was the kind of contamination level that was coming from the recyclables that were being shipped to China from the United States. So what are you seeing in Josephine County in terms of how clean the recyclables are that you're picking up and what kinds of non-recyclable items that are showing up in your recycling stream?
Sure. So at the end of around 2017 to the middle of 2018, we were actually auditing a number of our loads that we would bring in here to our transfer station and really combed through that material to see what, you know, we are receiving. Our findings was about 25% of the material we were accepting in our curbside recycling that we were actually receiving curbside was trash, straight household trash, nothing that was ever accepted as a recyclable material, things like garden hoses, you know, bike chains, clothes or pillows. It was a big task to do that. But through education and just communicating with our customers via, you know, online platforms, calls to the office, we'll tag carts with what can go in there. We provided, you know, new recycling brochures. And we're happy to report that, you know, our customer base was very receptive to those changes. And because of that, our contamination levels for household trash dropped to just under 10%, which we feel is a pretty good, turnaround.
How does that compare with non-recyclable rates nationwide?
I think it's fairly typical that, you know, 25% is what, you know, has been seen. And I think all communities are really pushing to try and get those cleaner streams because it's important. I mean, if you have too much contamination in a truckload, that entire truckload, and we're talking semi-trailer truckloads, can be rejected. And all of that material will go to the landfill. So in order for us to make sure it's getting to where we want it to go and where our customers expect it to go, it does need to be clean.
We're talking with Colleen Kaler from Southern Oregon Sanitation in Josephine County about their new recycling depot that's going to come online in 2020. And Colleen, you must not have been willing as a company to invest in this new facility if there wasn't some sort of expectation that the recycling market will start to show signs of life after people kind of pick up the pieces from China's refusal. Are you anticipating new markets opening, or is this more of a case of, hey, we really need to be ready to respond to them?
It's twofold. So, I mean, with Southern Oregon Aspire, you know, no longer being able to process Josephine County's recycling, you know, we wanted to be able to bring that to Josephine County and provide a local building to be able to do that, because you also have to take into account, you know, the environmental impacts of, you know, trucking material places and, you know, things like that of that nature. So there's that. But then, yes, it definitely, you know, pushed us a little faster in really wanting to get this up and going as soon as possible when, yes, the China, you know, shut their doors and told us, you know, we're not taking your material anymore. And so, yes, we are very hopeful that this new facility will allow us to respond a lot quicker. And, you know, if there is a demand that needs to be placed and we can add more materials, you know, getting that information out to our customers and start bringing in that material as soon as possible. But also on the flip side, that if there was no demand, you know, also being able to communicate that and then no longer being able to take that material. So, you know, providing the material that people want is going to make sure that it gets to where it needs to go.
And finally, we're just about out of time here, but I know that there are a lot of recycling programs around the region where, you know, the curbside recycling is one thing, but then they operate transfer stations that will accept different types of recyclables, like metal, for example, you know, those bicycle chains that you mentioned, and other types of recyclables that may not be picked up curbside. Is this facility going to allow you to do that as well?
So our recycle depot will actually remain the same. And so in our depots, we do accept a couple additional materials that we do not accept curbside. So if you bring it down to our transfer stations, either in Kirby or Grants Pass or Eagle Point locations, we can accept glass bottles and jars, which we don't accept curbside. We can also accept number two bottleneck style plastic containers, whereas in our curbside you can only put milk jug style containers. But if you bring it down to our transfer stations, we can also accept, you know, the things that come in laundry detergent bottles or lotion bottles, shampoo bottles, things like that. So there are a lot of ways to recycle more materials even though you can't put them curbside.
We've been talking with Colleen Kaler of Southern Oregon Sanitation. Colleen, thanks for joining us this morning on the Jefferson Exchange. Appreciate your time.